nor of me his prisoner, but be thou a partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God, who has served us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death, amen, hath brought life, amen, and immortality to light through the gospel, amen. Whereunto I am appointed a preacher, an apostle, a teacher of the Gentiles. For the which cause I also suffer these things, nevertheless, I'm not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Heavenly Father, oh God, I pray, Father, tonight you'd help us. Oh God, I'm asking, Father, you'd illuminate thy mind. Oh God, I'm praying, Father, you'd loose thy lips. God, I'm praying you'd anoint the hearing of your people tonight. God, that we'd see a move of the Holy Spirit. And God, if we don't believe, who will? And God, if we're not persuaded, who will? God, for the cause of Christ and the furtherance, God, of this nation and our walk of life. God, we need some individuals, Father, Lord, it is going to be persuaded, God, that you are still able. There ain't nothing took you by storm. There ain't nothing, God, that you can't overcome. Lord, there ain't nothing too big for my God. And Father, I believe you tonight that you are who you say you are. And Father, that you will do what you say you'll do. And God, we thank you tonight. Father, if there's one in the house that's lost, dear God, I pray you'd step on hell's doorstep and snatch them up. Father, I pray, God, I'm asking, Lord, you'd write their names down in the Lamb's Book of Life and help us. Holy Father, I pray in Jesus' sweet and precious holy name. Amen. Amen. I want to preach on this thought tonight. God being my helper. A persuasion invasion. A persuasion invasion. We see here as Paul came to Timothy, he come by way of encouragement. He come by way of upliftment. Same way you've come here tonight. Same way that you came, where you've been. You've been through struggles and hard times and strife and everything, strife and what have you. But I'm telling you right now, you came back to the victory camp, victory. One more time, you're hurting, you're struggling. Bless God, I'm telling you right now, you ought to not be ashamed for the cause of Christ and for the uplifting of the Savior and the Father and who He is and what He is. And we say, blessed be the Lord God Almighty, for He taketh away the sins of the world. And hell, oh my goodness, help us, mercy. I can't get over the fact we've got to have a generation unto God that is persuaded. Bless God, it is an invasion of persuasion, that we're persuaded that He is still able. That's what we need tonight. You've come to Camp Victory, and if you want victory, first thing you're going to have to do is you've got to believe. We must believe. But I see three things tonight, and I'll get out of the way. I see, first of all, in verse number 8, we see the prominent involvement. As Paul's telling Timothy, he said, be not therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou a partaker of the affliction of the gospel according to the power of God. Let me tell you right now, that seems like I sit in many places and I begin to listen and look around at different people, and man, there's so many people that say they believe, but do they really believe? Do they really believe? Are they really partakers in affliction? Hey, ain't nothing easy about this walk of life. Hey, ain't nothing easy about being saved. There ain't nothing easy about what we're doing. It's a struggle. It's a work every time we go. But bless God, Paul says, be ye a partaker of the affliction. We see the prominent involvement. If there's going to be a persuasion invasion across this great nation, listen, I've been telling our church, I fully believe God's fixing to smack America right in the mouth, and it's going to start from Western North Carolina, because they still, just a small few that still believe God can. They still, just a small few that believe God's able. They still, just a small few that believe God is well able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we ask or think. And if it's not us, then who? If
who's going to. You can read the news. You can look on the paper. But God, that there ain't none of them. They're going to do it. Ain't nobody going to step up. It's going to take a chosen few. It's going to take you. But God, having persuasion in your life that you believe that God is who He says He is. You came tonight. You came hurting. You came traveling. You came with this thing and that thing. But I'm telling you tonight, unto God, we've got to be fully persuaded that God is able. You ought to quit running away from affliction. You need a little affliction to draw you closer to the Lord. Bless God, we've been through affliction here and affliction there. Been through about 3 years of affliction through COVID. I'm so sick of it, but I thank God for affliction because it's got me to where I am now. It's got me that my soul, within my being, I am fully persuaded that He is able. There ain't nothing He can't do. There ain't a prayer too small or a prayer too big. God can and God will. And God's well able to do anything you ask. And you do unto the Lord. He can. We see the prominent involvement. As Paul's telling Timothy, he said, do not be ashamed of what your testimony. Even don't be ashamed of me. He said, I'm just trying to do the will of the Father. Second of all, we see the preeminent interest here in verse 9 and 10. The Bible says, who has saved us and called us with an holy calling. Not according to our works, but according to His own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Man, I think about that preeminence. Man, that means superiority. It's the Lord. He is superior in everything He does. He ought to be superior in your life. He ought to be superior in your walk of life. He ought to be superior in this church. Superior over your man and every preacher through every church in this state, nation, country, and the world. He's got to be superior in everything said and done. But I think not only there, as the book of Ephesians chapter number 3, we turn over there, book of Ephesians chapter number 3 and verse number 20, the Bible says, now unto Him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that ye ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto Him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus through all ages, world without end. Amen. He's got to have He's got the superior interest in you. I think about it. I can go back many places. I know I'm driving the sound man crazy, but I can't help myself. I can't stay in one place. Say, why is that? Because I know my Redeemer liveth. I know He's well able. I can't, unto God, I can't stand right there because what God's done for me and done for our church and done for our people, and the more He does, the more I believe. The more He does, the more I'm persuaded. The more He does, the greater I believe. The more He does, the bigger my prayers get. And man, hey, I've got some big prayers. I've got big prayers and I believe big things. Say, why is that? Because God is a big God.
Right. Amen.
You want to see God do it this week? You're going to have to believe. If you want to see God come through on some things, you're going to have to walk out them doors tonight fully persuaded that He is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that ye ask or think. Listen, that lost loved one, they ain't far that God can't get them. Hey, that lost person you've been praying about, God knows where they're at tonight. Hey, but He is exceedingly abundantly above all that we ever ask or think, and I am persuaded tonight that He is able. Now think about when the Lord went plumb back to the Garden of Eden. He created Adam and Eve, and He knowed right then when Eve began to sin, He knowed He had to be superiority in everything that He was doing, and He began to have interest in you. He began to have interest in these babies that God's blessed us with. He already had interest. He knowed where you was going to be tonight. He knowed what struggles you was bringing tonight with you. Hey, don't sit here and lie to me. Hey, I know the Lord been good. I watched service last night and what God done.
Yes, sir.
But you come and you come bringing a heavy load. You come bringing heavy things. Big prayer requests. Big things. You just really don't know whether or not God's able or not. You don't know if He just can or if He will or whether in what circumstance or state that you're in. But let me encourage you tonight. Be not ashamed of your testimony. Be not ashamed of your God, because your God is alive. alive and well, and He is able.
Amen.
Keep praying big prayers.
Amen.
Keep wondering if God is, because He is. You keep thinking that He can, because He will. I don't wear God's time clock. I don't have His watch. But I can tell you right now, if you just keep believing, you just keep trusting God. Keep believing God for big things. Listen, I tell the boys all the time. I tell them all the time, boys, it's going to be sweet. We get back to Myrtle because we think about all the prayers we prayed last year. And man, how we're going to be able to thank Him this year and thank Him, and we're going to believe Him even more and believe Him to do even more than what He done last year. Never in a million years I think I'd be pastoring a church. Never in a million years I think I'd ever leave where I was at. Man, I was comfortable, but I was just praying God use me however, whenever, however, do whatever. Do whatever You want to do. He's exceedingly abundantly above all that we're asking. I see thirdly, and I get out of the way. Verse 11 and 12, we see the permanent integrity of the Lord. He says here in verse number 11, whereunto I am appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles, for thee which cause I also suffer these things. Now pay attention. There's three things I'm going to look at right here. And it's permanent. And it needs to be permanent in your life. Listen, I made this permanent about 2 months ago. God burned a trail down my rear end. Listen, I got to reading this and God burned it within me. And man, I went to praying big prayers. I went to believing God for even bigger things than what I was believing Him. I thought, if He's big enough to save me, if He's big enough to meet this need, well, how about I just believe Him for a little more? How about I thought about bringing a blank check tonight and just handing it over. Why don't we just give God a blank check and just believe Him?
Yeah.
Hey, no, we shouldn't have to rely on God to start moving mountains before we start believing. We ought to start just believing. Just because He's God. Just because He can. Just because He will and He wants to. He wants to be in your situation tonight. He wants to see you come out on top of this week. When we leave on Friday or whenever it is, I don't care if we stay 2 weeks, however, until the mountain comes, whatever. But God wants to see you come out of this thing on top. Listen, I'm not a prosperity preacher, but I'm telling you right now, you've got to get in affliction. You've got to live it. You've got to pain and struggle. That's just a part of the game. That's the name of the game, a part of it. You've got a little affliction in your life. That's all right, because joy cometh in the morning. And the morning's on the way. I've come to encourage you. The morning's on the way. It's on the way. It's on the way. It's on the way. You just keep believing. Keep trusting. Keep looking. Keep watching. Keep doing. Hey, because it's on the way. We see here, Paul said, I am not ashamed. First of all, you've got to make it permanent in your life that you are not ashamed of your God. If He's really your God tonight, you ought not be ashamed of Him. Whether you're in the grocery store, whether you're down in the back alley, you're out in the woods, you're at the ball game, at the racetrack, wherever He ought to be, you ought not be ashamed that He's your God unto the Lord. Listen, I was in a spot today. I met a pretty highfalutin individual, and God said, you just didn't know. I'm just believing God for big things. This man's from Raleigh. I said, if you're ever back in the area on a long weekend, you just come on down to Pleasant Hill and be with us. I don't know when that'll be or where that'll be, but I'm just believing God. Hey, I ain't ashamed who my Savior is. He'd take everything from me. He'd take my 5 pigs, my 4 cattle, and my chickens, what I got, my wife, my babies. I still ain't going to be ashamed of who He is. He could put me down the mud hole wall or doesn't pig, take everything I've got, get me down to my skimpies, nothing. And I could lay in that mud hole, have nothing to look forward to, but I got one thing. That's Jesus Christ, my salvation, and I ain't going to be ashamed. Even when the rug got jerked out from under me, I'm just going to turn around and say, God, You've done it before. Oh, just do it again.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
I see, second of all, this permanent integrity. He goes on to say, for I know whom I have believed. You know tonight. Do you know who you're believing in? You believing in the state? The governor? TV? Some wild
astronomical preacher out there is preaching a bunch of bull crap? Or do you believe in God?
Amen.
Who got you here? Do you believe in God who's brought you from the mud and the mire and took you to the mountaintop and took you back down through the valley and give everything you need and took you back up to the mountaintop? Are we believing?
Oh, yeah.
New Testament alone, the word believe or believing, belief, it's mentioned some 248 times out of 220 verses. I believe God's trying to get a point across. Abraham believed. Isaac believed. Noah believed. David believed. I believe even Lazarus probably believed. God had to go get him, bring him back, because he had so much belief. Why can't we believe? I was thinking about what Brother Heath talked about last night. Now, Brother Sexton, I believe we're experiencing some of his prayers. I agree with that. But how long is that going to last? How long are we going to live off that belief? Brother Percy Ray, Brother Essence Perkle, D.L. Moody, some of these great names, their belief in their era, and you see what God done for them? Why can't we do that? Hey, it only took one trip to Myrtle for me to say, hey, if God can do it for them, I'm too good, He can do it for me. If God can do it for Brother Percy Ray, God can do it for me. He might have been a whole lot closer to the Lord, but I can tell you right now, I serve the same God. And if He can do it for them, He can do it for me. Why can't we believe? Why can't we believe? You believe in the Weather Channel. You believe in the news outlet. You believe in the car makers. You believe in everything you do. Why can't we just believe God? Because you can't see Him? You ought to pray like He's standing there. Live like He's standing there. Talk to Him like He's standing there. Believe as if He's going to stand there and do it. We got to believe. I see thirdly, and I'll get out of the way. Paul told Timothy, he said, through all this, he said, I'm not ashamed. I want you to know that. He said, now I know who I'm believing. I believe Timothy's probably starting to really believe him because he's made it evident. He says, thirdly, he says, and I am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I have committed unto Him against that day. Guess what day you're in? You're in that day. And it's time for this generation to stand up and see the salvation of the Lord. It's time that we stand up and we believe that He is well able. Brother Daniel, is He able? I know Brother Daniel till last year tent meeting. But I can tell you what, I took up with this man. I said, why is that? Because he believes, and I believe what he believes in. And I believe what Brother John believes in, Brother Cody and Brother Ethan, Brother RJ and Brother Lou and some of these others, Brother Heath, Brother Jason, all these. It's a small few. Let me tell you something, you ain't alone. Because we are persuaded. I can't stress it enough. I am persuaded that He is able. He's able tonight. Listen, I got family members that's run off into hell, running around with the devil and doing things they ought not be doing. But guess what? He's able. He can go get them. He can go where they're at. I know people sick and afflicted. Matter of fact, I got a man in my church right now. They say, Pastor, you pray. You pray for me. Guess what? I pray with all manner of confidence in who I'm praying to. And I believe that He is still alive and still turns an ear down to us. I believe that He's able. I am persuaded that He is able. There is nothing too big for my God. So I challenge you this week, won't you leave on Friday night with a persuasion invasion in your soul?
Amen. Amen.